Since the dawn of the internet, we have lived in the age of the index. Search engines crawled pages, built indexes, ranked documents, and returned results quickly. The delay became invisible. A crawler visited, a page changed, the index eventually caught up. That loop shaped almost everything. SEO, local listings, product pages, knowledge panels, reviews, directories, and content strategy all assumed the same basic bargain. Publish the page, wait for discovery, rank the index, let the user decide. That bargain is breaking. IndexNow is a useful signpost. It lets a site ping search engines when content is added, updated, or deleted, rather than waiting days or weeks for a crawler to notice. That is better than waiting, but it is still indexing. It is still a way to say, please come look at this page again. The deeper shift is that AI agents will not always wait for the next index. They will ask the live system. They will check the business. They will compare current options. They will act for a person who expects the answer to be true now. At Google I/O 2026, Google said search is moving towards agents that people can create and manage directly in search, starting with information agents that can work in the background and surface information from blogs, news sites, social posts, and real-time data. These agents will scour the web looking for decisions they can safely make. That means the most useful source will not always be the best written page. It will be the source that knows what changed. The screenshot matters because it makes the agent shift concrete. Search is starting to look less like a doorway to pages and more like a place where tasks begin. Your website starts to become an API for reality. Is the appointment open? Is the table available? Is the store busy? Is the offer still valid? Can this item arrive before Friday? Is this location open during construction? Is this price safe to quote? A static page answers what was true when someone updated it.
A real-time system answers what is safe to act on now. Search was forgiving because the human still did the last mile. If a page was stale, you opened another tab. You checked the date. You called the store. You looked at reviews. You compared a few results and made your own judgment. The index could be a little wrong because the person was still in the loop. AI agents reduce that cushion. When an agent books, recommends, routes, orders, compares, schedules, or answers directly, stale data does not stay buried in the results. It becomes the failed appointment, the wrong menu, the bad delivery promise, the expired offer, or the confident recommendation that sends someone to a closed location. In Grounding Needs to Know When Facts Expire, I argued that a sourced fact can still be stale. A citation tells you where something came from. It does not tell you whether the fact is still alive. This is the next layer. AI does not just need better sources. It needs to know how fast the world around the source is moving. Real-time information has always beaten stale information when the decision actually matters. D-Day is a clear example, because the decision turned on information that changed faster than the plan could accommodate. The upcoming film Pressure, starring Andrew Scott as meteorologist James Stagg and Brendan Fraser as Eisenhower, focuses on the 72 hours leading up to the Normandy invasion. The drama is simple. The plan said June 5. The weather said wait. The invasion had been scheduled for June 5, 1944. Weather observations from Western Ireland on June 3 alerted Allied forecasters to an approaching storm, according to the Royal Meteorological Society. Stagg then identified a narrow break in the weather for June 6. At 4:30 in the morning on June 5, Allied commanders met again, saw that the pressure was holding, and decided to go. The calendar was accurate. The tide tables were accurate. The invasion plan was real.
The business version is less dramatic, but it is everywhere. A doctor's appointment is open, or it is not. A restaurant table is available, or it is gone. A hotel room, store associate, service slot, delivery window, repair truck, inventory count, event ticket, and retail offer all live inside time. The old internet often treated these as page problems. The page said appointments available. The actual calendar had already filled. The page said open. Staffing, weather, construction, or local conditions had changed. The page showed inventory that was true at 9 a.m. and wrong by 9:07. Humans worked around that gap. Agents will expose it. As people let agents act for them, the gap between brands with live answers and brands with static pages will be harder to hide. The agent will try to find the appointment, book the table, work around the delay, pick the location with live inventory, and choose the offer that best fits the moment. This is why real-time data will feel binary at the moment of action. companies with live data will look available, responsive, and trustworthy. Companies without it will look strangely absent from the moment, even if their marketing is polished and their historical data is correct. A luxury retailer should know whether Thursday afternoon traffic is unusually light, whether a nearby store has the item, and whether today's offer is still valid. A healthcare provider should know which appointment slots are actually open and which locations are running behind. A restaurant should know the difference between a menu item that usually exists and a menu item the kitchen can serve tonight. These are not just operational details. The index era rewarded pages that could be found. The agent era will reward businesses that can be queried. The winners will expose current state, freshness, availability, confidence, and expiration in forms machines can safely use. The next layer is time itself. A static record tells you what happened.
A trend tells you what is changing. A forecast tells you where the line may go next. Acceleration tells you whether the change itself is changing. Deceleration tells you when momentum is fading. Most business systems are still proud of the first layer. AI agents will need the fourth. That is why real time is becoming a practical advantage. Not because every fact needs to be updated every second, but because every fact needs a time model. Some facts are stable. Some decay slowly. Some expire as soon as the customer acts. Some only become meaningful when you can read the slope. And in the agent era, the brands that can show what is true now will beat the brands that can only describe what used to be true.